Welcome to the Leader's Perspective Podcast. Where we talk to triple threat leaders about the people, products, trends, and experiences that influence business. I'm now pleased to introduce your host, Jason Goldberg.
Good morning and welcome to a special episode of The Leader's Perspective. I know that we're supposed to be bi-weekly, but there has been something weighing on my mind that I need to share. In 1973, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that unduly restrictive state regulation of abortion is unconstitutional. Yesterday, the Supreme Court, now tilted with an extreme conservative majority, not reflecting the views of the majority of Americans, overturned this ruling, creating a flood of issues for every American and every business leader. Why am I taking the time to discuss this? Because this podcast is dedicated to triple threat leadership, and the court showed a disturbing lack of emotional intelligence and decency with yesterday's decision. However, I'm not going to use this platform to bash the court or our political system. Our three-branch system certainly has its flaws, but it is also designed for the people. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, 71% of Americans, including the majorities of both parties, say that decisions about terminating a pregnancy should be left to a woman and her doctor, rather than regulated by the government. But that support is not absolute. 26% of respondents polled said abortion should be legal in all cases, while 10% said it should be illegal in all cases. 75% of women overall and 63% of Republican women agreed with the statement that decisions about abortion should be left to a woman and her doctor. The court clearly does not reflect the sentiment of the population. The latest decision now puts our privacy at stake. Governments in states banning abortion may now attempt to subpoena search and location history, texts, and emails. This is a frightening prospect. And where does it end? The court has enabled 21 states to ban abortion. 21. The effects of this ruling will create medical, financial, psychological, and sociological trauma for millions of women and men over the years to come. So what can we do? Rise up, speak up, act up. Be a triple threat leader. Be a leader of consequence. Leaders of Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, Disney, Meta, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Rakuten, Dell, and many more have already promised to cover reproductive health care expenses for employees in affected states. That's amazing, but we must do more. I encourage you to vote your conscience. While it will take years to change the balance of power in the Supreme Court, it can take far less time to effect change at the legislative level. Vote for candidates who will follow the will of the people. And to the leaders of companies with influence in impacted states, I encourage you to take a hard look at your presence in those states. I encourage you to take a hard look at political donations to the same politicians who have encouraged the elimination of these human rights. I don't care what gender you are. These are human rights. Use your influence to effect change to reinstate rights. Gone are the days when business, healthcare, or academic leaders stay silent on political issues. Rise up, speak up, act up. Thank you for listening.